This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Ronald Simonovic, S-I, M like Mary, O, N like November, O, V-I-C, date of birth 1-17-1945. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Simonovic with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, gross proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was January 6, 2025. He has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months through caloric restriction. He states that blood sugars have been well controlled since his last visit, and he's going to be having a right inguinal hernia repair done next week due to some pain in that area. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. It's chronically foamy. No blood, no odor, no dysuria, and minimal edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications, I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, metoprolol, 25 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 186 pounds, pulse is 74, and blood pressure is 136 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 28, 2025. Creatinine is 1.65 with estimated GFR 42. Albumin is 3.6, calcium 8.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, normal platelets, and urine protein to creatinine ratio shows gross proteinuria with a ratio of 12.86. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to longstanding diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. We've asked him to get lab studies done every 3 months. And two, hypertension, currently at goal. He will follow his low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.